listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from Matthew chapter 8 and talk to you about a strange, strong saying. Matthew chapter 8, verses 11 and 12. Jesus said this, "And I say to you that many will come from east and west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." There were not many things that made Jesus become amazed, but Matthew chapter 8 includes one of them. Jesus was amazed when an officer in the Roman army asked Jesus to heal his servant, and he asked in great faith. Matthew says that Jesus marveled at the centurion's faith, and he told the crowd, "I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel." That's Matthew chapter 8, verse 10. The soldier understood Jesus' spiritual authority, and he had simple confidence in the ability of Jesus' mere word to heal. This showed a faith that was free from superstitious reliance on merely external things. Jesus considered the faith of this Gentile centurion a living symbol of Jewish oppression, and he thought that it was bigger than any faith he had seen among the people of Israel. Then Jesus said something strange. "Many will come from east and west and sit down with Abraham." Seeing such great faith in a Gentile made Jesus announce that there would be Gentiles in the kingdom of heaven. They will even sit down to dinner with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great patriarchs of the Old Testament. Now, this was a radical idea to many of the Jewish people in Jesus' day. They assumed that this great messianic banquet promised would have no Gentiles in attendance, and that every Jewish person would be there. Jesus corrected both mistaken ideas. These few words of Jesus tell us a little something of what heaven is like. First, it is a place of rest. We will sit down in heaven. Secondly, it is a place of good company to sit with. We enjoy the friendship of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in heaven, and of course many others. It is a place with many people. Jesus said that many will come into heaven. It is a place with people from all over the earth. Jesus said they will come from east and from west. They will come to heaven. And it is a certain place. Jesus said many will come. And when Jesus says it will happen, it will happen. Then Jesus said the strong thing. He said, "But the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into the outer darkness." Jesus reminded his Jewish listeners that just as the Gentiles' racial identity was no automatic barrier to the kingdom, their Jewish racial identity was no guarantee of the kingdom. Even though the Jews were indeed sons of the kingdom, they might end up in hell. The difference? The Gentile soldier trusted Jesus and trusted him completely. Many of the Jewish people of Jesus' day ended up rejecting him. An old Bible teacher, I forget who it was right now, he said that when he got to heaven, he was sure that there would be three surprises. First, he would be amazed that there were some people there in heaven that he had thought would never make it to heaven. Second, he would be amazed that there were some people missing from heaven that he thought for certain would make it there. And third, he would be amazed that he himself had made it. We often can't accurately judge if other people will make it to heaven or not, but we can know about ourselves by sharing the faith that amazed Jesus, that faith that the centurion had, that utterly and completely put his trust in who Jesus is and what Jesus could do and actually did. Today, you can trust Jesus and have that secure hope of heaven.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.